Certainly, Swahili is on the rise. Several universities are now teaching Swahili. It is one of the popular now language that students are choosing to study. The first country to teach Swahili at the university level in Africa was in Ghana, not even Tanzania.
So if we get every African country to be able to speak same language, which is Swahili, that would be amazing.
Afrika. 55 Länder. Konstruktiv und differenziert. Das ist der 55 Countries Podcast mit Julian Hilgers.
Karibu sana. Habari zenu. Diesmal sprechen wir in 55 Countries über Swahili. Es ist schon jetzt eine der größten Sprachen auf dem afrikanischen Kontinent und sie wächst immer weiter. Warum ist es so wichtig für die Menschen auf dem Kontinent, neben den Kolonialsprachen Englisch, Französisch oder Portugiesisch auch eine eigene afrikanische Sprache zu nutzen und warum gerade Swahili? Darüber habe ich mit Aldin Mutembei gesprochen, Professor für Swahili Studies von der Universität Dar es Salaam. Zunächst aber noch ein Hinweis. Ihr hört gerade Folge 50 von 55 Countries, es ist also ein kleines Jubiläum. Danke an alle, die bisher reingehört haben und wenn euch dieser Podcast gefällt, dann teilt ihn doch weiterhin gerne mit Freundinnen und Freunden und abonniert 55 Countries bei Spotify oder Instagram oder wo immer ihr diesen Podcast findet und hört natürlich weiterhin gerne rein. Und nun zurück zu Swahili. Auch ich habe die Sprache ein wenig gelernt während meines Studiums und ich finde, es ist eine wirklich tolle Sprache. Und jetzt schon eine sehr beliebte. Verlässliche Zahlen sind natürlich schwierig, aber man kann sagen, dass mehr als 100 Millionen Menschen auf der Welt Swahili als erste oder zweite Sprache sprechen. Und das längst nicht mehr nur in Ostafrika, sondern auch in anderen Teilen auf dem afrikanischen Kontinent. Wird Swahili also zur gemeinsamen Sprache Afrikas?
Tafadhali.
Tafadhali.
Waheri.
Swahili-Unterricht in Tansanias Hafenmetropole Dar es Salaam. Bitte, Tschüss und Willkommen sind die ersten Vokabeln, die Lehrer Francis den Teilnehmenden beibringt. Fast alle sind beruflich nach Tansania gekommen, so auch Zack aus China.
You can make your work maybe easier and you can communicate with local people in depth.
Wer in Tansania arbeiten will, kommt ohne Swahili fast nicht mehr aus. Aber auch im Rest Ostafrikas und auf dem ganzen Kontinent wird die Sprache seit Jahren immer beliebter, erklärt Aldin Mutembei, Professor für Swahili Studies an der Universität Dar es Salaam.
Several universities are now teaching Swahili. It is one of the popular now language that students are choosing to study. Several radio and TV are now broadcasting, you know, languages and one of the popular languages Swahili.
Auch Social Media und vor allem die Musik tragen maßgeblich dazu bei, dass besonders junge Menschen in Ostafrika teilweise lieber Swahili sprechen als Englisch, erklärt Radiomoderator Mochina Malomba aus Kenias Hauptstadt Nairobi.
We always were told, you know, in schools that we need to speak English. So we thought speaking English is being cool. But then we idolize now these artists that we listen to. And they sing in Swahili. And now it has changed. And now we think Swahili is cool.
Aber warum gerade Swahili? Schließlich existieren auf dem afrikanischen Kontinent weit mehr als 1000 regionale Sprachen. Dazu die noch immer dominierenden Kolonialsprachen.
English, French, Portuguese, these are not African languages. So at least people would have at least one language.
Sagt Aldin Mutembei.
Now the good thing with the Swahili, Swahili... The uniqueness of this language is that it does not belong to a specific ethnic group, right? So nobody will say they are promoting my language. No, it is a language that grew out of, you know, a combination of, you know, dialects.
Auch die Afrikanische Union und regionale Wirtschaftsverbände auf dem Kontinent haben Swahili deshalb als offizielle Sprache aufgenommen. Eine gute Idee, sagt Catherine Cassian, eine Studentin aus Tansania.
First, it will help strengthen unity and cohesion among African countries as a common language can simplify communication and cooperation between people. Additional, using Swahili would help preserve and promote African culture and heritage.
So if we get every African country to be able to speak same language, which is Swahili, that would be amazing.
Sagt auch Muchina Balomba aus Kenia. Dass wirklich jeder der aktuell rund 1,5 Milliarden Menschen in Afrika eines Tages Swahili spricht, ist aber wohl eher utopisch. Aber Swahili wird weiter wachsen, in Ostafrika, auf dem ganzen afrikanischen Kontinent und wohl auch darüber hinaus. Die Sprache Swahili wird also inzwischen teilweise als cool betrachtet. Songs in der Sprache sind auf dem ganzen afrikanischen Kontinent bekannt und teilweise auch darüber hinaus. Es wird für Unternehmen immer wichtiger, Swahili zu sprechen, und das Ganze hat auch eine politische Dimension. Denn die Sprache bietet den Menschen auch eine gewisse Identifikation im Vergleich zu den Kolonialsprachen. Mit all diesen Themen hat sich Ali Mutembei beschäftigt. Ihr habt ihn eben schon in dem kurzen Beitrag gehört. Ich habe noch etwas ausführlicher mit dem Professor für Swahili Studies an der Universität Dar es Salaam gesprochen.
From your perspective in Tanzania and East Africa, do you also feel that Swahili is on the rise, that its importance is growing?
Yes, certainly. Swahili is on the rise. To be on the rise did not start just overnight. In 1963, already Swahili was adopted as the language of identity to the African Americans. It has been adopted with AU. It is on SADC, that is the Southern African Development Community. It is also in East Africa now. There are seven countries and it's spreading. Yes, it is. For those of these questions, certainly it is on the rise.
And do you really notice that on the streets in Dar es Salaam, for example, that because, for example, in Nairobi, the people usually they talk English to each other, or at least like in the business level. What about Dar es Salaam? So do you feel like the people now rather prefer speaking Swahili to English also in the business level, or young people who are really like proud of speaking Swahili? So do you feel... Do you really feel this importance?
Yes, I wouldn't actually compare Swahili in Tanzania and Swahili in Kenya because of the history. In Tanzania, we speak like 90% Swahili everywhere. Even those who are doing business now, they are learning Swahili. For instance, the Chinese are here, but Chinese companies, every Saturday and Sunday, they come to learn Swahili. They learn Swahili because without Swahili, there's no communication. So their business will not flourish as they would have liked. So it is out of necessity. Even the business people are learning Swahili now. So that is different from other areas in East Africa. You know, speaking a language is also not only identify yourself, but also it's the whole culture. It is something that is is something that, you know, it's not only communication, but it is your philosophy, your values, your knowledge and everything. So those who want to express their feelings in English while their own African languages, to me, that is a very unfortunate situation one could find himself in.
So do you think there is a need for maybe not whole African, but at least East African lingua franca, which could be like a common language, a common African language, which could be Swahili? Do you think this is a good idea? Is it even realistic?
It is realistic. It's a good idea. It has actually started. It's not only a good or a need, no. It is out of necessity. I want to inform you that the first country to teach Swahili at the university level in Africa was in Ghana, not even Tanzania. Back in 1964, Ghana started teaching Swahili. Why? Because by that time, Kwame Nkrumah, and I'm sure you know about Pan-Africanism, Kwame Nkrumah thought of a language that a potential language for unifying all Africans. To him was Swahili. And of course, he spoke to, suggested this to Nyerere, and Nyerere agreed. And from 1964 onwards until today, Ghana are sending, students to for 1 year Swahili in Tanzania from that time. So in the thinking of Kwame Nkrumah, Swahili was the language of Africa. Now we have 16 countries in the southern part of Africa, SADC, that have agreed also to adopt Swahili as a working language. So besides East Africa, you have also Southern Africa. Now you have different countries in the West and North. So to me, I would say, yes, I see that Swahili would soon actually become an African lingua franca.
Okay, yeah, I actually totally understand that. But can you then again explain why there is the need that everyone needs Swahili? And I mean, they could stay with their local languages and English and French, but why is there a need to have Swahili spread in Africa?
English, French, Portuguese, these are not African languages. So at least people would have at least one language. Now, the good thing with the Swahili, the uniqueness of this language is that it does not belong to a specific ethnic group, right? So nobody will say they are promoting my language. No, right? It is a language that grew out of a combination of dialects along the coast and in the interior. So nobody would say, even today, for instance, those who claim to say this, we are the Swahili proper and so on, they're not there. So we have some dialects along the coast from southern Somali to the northern part of Mozambique. We have other dialects in the interior as far as Congo, okay, in Kinshasa and so on. So the good thing with Swahili, there's no ethnic group that would claim. So it is different from other, languages where people say, I'm Yoruba, they want to speak my Yoruba or Hausa, or, we are in Tanzania, we have the Sukuma, who are the majority. So, that kind of thing. So I would say that's one of the qualities for Swahili. Another thing is that Swahili is a Bantu language. So if I speak Kihaya, which is my mother tongue, okay, there's a relationship between Haya and Swahili. If a Sukuma speaks Sukuma, there's a relationship between Sukuma and Swahili. So it is not a completely alien, a completely different language. No, even the grammatical structure is more or less the same. So that's why most people would have to speak Swahili. If I go to Zambia or Malawi or Botswana, whatever.
So which policies do you think need to be implemented that Swahili can really rise and can grow on the continent? So, for example, should you force the countries to teach it in school or whatever? So what needs to be done?
There's no any need to force people to have Swahili, no. Actually, the policy, I would say, each country to have a language policy of its own. In South Africa, if I may use this example, they have 11 languages, official languages. But still, those languages, they are more disunited. Okay. But I would say that most countries have now started teaching Swahili. Some actually have started at primary school level, because they see through it business. They see through it the connection between African countries. So if somebody learns Swahili and he's from Namibia, this person will be able to trade with somebody in Kenya, in Uganda, Somali, somewhere in the Sahel, and so on and so forth. So this potentiality is something that maybe would force people to learn this language. I think there's more need than forcing them to learn or whatever.
Das war's von Aldin Mutembei und das war's auch mit Folge 50 von 55 Countries. Es freut mich sehr, dass ihr diese ganzen 50 Folgen, ob alle oder nur ein paar, reingehört habt und es hoffentlich weiterhin macht. Wie zu Beginn der Folge nochmal der Appell, wenn euch dieser Podcast gefällt, dann teilt ihn gerne bei Social Media, erzählt Freundinnen und Freunden davon. Denn Reichweite, das ist wirklich die wichtigste Währung für mich und ich freue mich immer wieder, wenn neue Leute dazukommen oder ihr mir auch schreibt, was ihr an diesem Podcast mögt oder auch nicht mögt. Feedback könnt ihr schreiben bei Instagram an 55 Countries oder per Mail an 55countries@julian-hilgers.de. Alle Infos zu mir, meinem Podcast und auch ein paar Links zu dieser Folge findet ihr in der Beschreibung, in den Shownotes. Und dann freue ich mich, wenn ihr beim nächsten Mal auch wieder reinhört. Bis dahin, macht's gut, euer Julian.